Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I had a couple glasses of wine last night. For some reason, when I do that, I wake up really early. So I was up just at like 2 a.m. So I'm going to bust this one out. But I was reading this morning, and sorry for being sniffly. I think it's allergies. But anyways, I was reading this morning, and if you go to chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, verse 7, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in order that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You got to remember in life that God is with you. God is with you 100%. And as you go through this life, recognize that and give Him reverential awe for it. It's funny because if you go to chapter 4 or if you go to Philippians, it talks about be anxious for not one thing, but by all things through prayers. And these are prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need. With thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God. But it's that with thanksgiving, I always tend to forget. You pray to God, but you thank Him too. Because the power is of God. The authority is of God. And it's nice to know that you have somebody with you, or you have God Almighty with you all the time, behind you and supporting you. Verse 8, "We are troubled or afflicted on every side, yet not distressed." And this distress, this word is suffocated like wrestling. You might be troubled, you might be afflicted, but you're not counted out. You're not down and out. It's not over. No matter what's happening in your life, it's not over. "We are troubled or afflicted on every side, not distressed or suffocated like wrestling. We are perplexed," and this is not knowing which way to turn, "but not in despair, which is altogether without help or means." You might not know which way to turn in the road. You might not have a clue where you're going. You might be afflicted to the point where you feel like you're suffocated, but you are not without help ever. And these are specific words. That's what I love about this. This is God telling you, no matter what's going on in your life, you are not without Him. No matter how you feel, you are not without God. He is always there for you. Verse 9, "Persecuted, but not abandoned. Cast down, but not destroyed." And this is perished or put to death. You might be persecuted, but you are never abandoned. God will never abandon you. And these are things you got to remember in times of trouble, because there will be trials. But affliction, that trials and tribulation, it worketh patience, which is the patient enduring, an experience, which is the state of being tried when you've been through it a lot. And experience hope, and hope that expectation of future good will never cause shame. He is never going to abandon you. He is never going to let you be suffocated. He will always give you a way out. And if you don't know where to turn, He will give you the way. He cuts the path. Verse 10, always bearing about, which is holding up in the body the dying of Christ, that the life also of Christ Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Christ died for you, and God set it up that He died for you in order that you can live life in all of its manifestation spiritually. That no matter what you do, your acts, God is not going to leave you. Because you have His Son, the seed in you, Christ Jesus. And that's there through faith. You have to believe, and once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're never abandoned, you're never forsaken, you're never cast down to the point where you can't get up. He is there for you in your life. Recognize that and be thankful for that, and thank Him when you pray. But if you're in distress, if you are in despair, you got to pray, you got to go to God. Your instinct is to go, it needs to be to go to God in those situations, because He will bring you through it. Focus on the things that matter, not this world, not the things that will bring you to death, which is the carnal nature, think on God. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for today and for everything that you do for us. I'm just in such a state of thankfulness for you and for your son and where you put me and my family, the people that we work with. I pray that you kind of show us what to do in the business, with what's going on, that you just take care of all that. I thank you again for the life that you've provided me, for always blessing me and for giving me the things that I wanted in life. I thank you again for your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them, and that you just put a hedge of protection around them today. And I just thank you again for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.